If somebody doesn't have a shawl, a minag, then they should ask a shawl.
Yeah, it's all ready to go. Number five. Okay, then it's ready.
You see the name is changed. Have you pressed it?
Yes, you speak. Done.
Okay, five. Okay. What's today? Here. Thursday, Chof Nissan, the fourth day of Chol HaMoed. Thursday, the 28th of April, not as advertised. We wish Diane Erentroy Refuah Shleima. And at short notice, we want to thank Diane Posen for standing in to speak to us on the subject of Shiras Hayam.
Last night, I was thinking of speaking about the Mekach Toros factor, those of you who came to hear Diane Erentroy. But I was asked to speak about something, maybe some machshavos that we can take to our tables over Yontov, so therefore that won't be the Indian. We find that all the Mephoshim explain that Yom Tovim, each Yontov gives us a different kriach, each Yontov is meant to infuse us with different strengths to recharge us to get through the year. And the Yontov of Pesach obviously is the Yontov of Geula, the Yontov of the birth of Klal Yisrael as a nation. And we have this unusual, possibly the only time in the year where we're holding in the middle of a Yontov, we've been through the Chol HaMoed, we're relaxed, we're rested. This time of Yontov, when it comes to Sukkos, of course, today we'll be busy in Shana Rabbah with all the mitzvahs Hayim. But today we have a chance to stop and spend a couple of minutes thinking about the end of Yontov that's approaching quickly, and Shvi Shel Pesach, what Shvi Shel Pesach is meant to bring to us, and what thoughts we're meant to be having in the couple of days ahead. The Apostle tells us, Ayisu bnei Yisrael is their name, b'hinei Mitzrayim nosa achreim. Klal Yisrael was standing by the Yamsuf, they'd been through all the amazing Nisim which we spoke about on Lel Seder, and finally they had the Yitziah from Mitzrayim, and now when they thought they were on the home stretch, they were on the way out, Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu's mechazik leparim, Mitzrayim comes running after them, and now again they're faced with a situation where they don't see the way out. They're there, mamish, on all sides, they're surrounded. And the Apostle tells us, and they were very afraid, and they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi tells us, the famous Rashi, they dropped onto the umna, the umn, the trait of the craft of their obvious. And Rabbi Yochum asked the Apostle Kasha, he says, what is Rashi telling us? The Apostle doesn't tell us. The Apostle tells us they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi's telling us, they dropped on the umn of the umnus of the obvious. And Rabbi Yochum explains, he says that there was once a fire in Meir, and the fire was raging. In those days, all the houses were made of wood, and once the fire started, Mamish swept through the whole town. And there was pandemonium, there was panic, and at that stage, there was a person who was a friar, he didn't believe in anything. And he turns around and he screams out, I wish HaKadosh Baruch Hu would send the fire people in time to stop this fire. Saying to Rabbi Yochum, what we say in England, there's no such thing as an atheist in a pothole. Right? That when a person is left with no option whatsoever, then it's not a grace of kunst to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but less brayer by Yitzhak al Hashem and to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lashon here, that they chap the umnus HaVeisam, is by the obvious it was faket. But the obvious didn't ever wait to a situation where all of a sudden now there's nowhere else to turn and only now to be cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You find Kesed with the others that they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether they needed it, whether they didn't. They were maki. The concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the fact that we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. So this in a way is a shikot echocha to Klal Yisrael. Only when they got to that stage of the Yam where they had no choice at all, did they now chap on to what really should have been their lineage. That should have been their chinuch already. It should have been davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. Shem Shem Pinkus explains with a moshel. He says, there was once a person, a doctor, who came onto night duty in a hospital. And he came into night duty in the hospital, and he was in charge of the ward. And at the changeover there, they explained to him that he was going to be understaffed. Normally there were meant to be at least two higher doctors in charge of the wards every night. And now, due to whatever circumstances, they were short-staffed, and he was going to be there alone. He has a number of, obviously, nurses and other people under him, but on his level, what he could perform, he was there alone. And at the handover, the person who handed over to him said, listen here, you on your floor are a bit short-staffed, On the third floor, they actually are slightly overstaffed, but because of the way the patients are at the moment, they want to keep it that the staff stay on the third floor. If it gets to a situation where you feel you need help, pick up the phone, call down to the third floor, and they'll send somebody up. You started the evening, and the evening progressed. It was more or less stable, normal ups and downs for a normal night shift. And all of a sudden, it came to a situation where one of the cholim started deteriorating rapidly. And at the same time, there was another emergency on the other side of the wing, and he was shuttling back and forth and giving instructions to the nurses and to the junior doctors what to do, and running back and forth and doing as best as he could. But unfortunately, he wasn't able to maximize being in two places at the same time, and one of the cholim was nifta. And the hospital ordered an internal inquiry. And they did the internal inquiry, they went through everything, went through the notes, they took witness statements from all the different nurses, etc., etc. And in his own defense, he said, listen, what did you want me to do? I'm only a human being, you know, you were short staffed. I was standing there, and I could only be in one place at one time. I tried my best, but I couldn't do anything more. And they went through everything, and finally, they issued the psak. And the psak was, he was found to be guilty. He was found to malpractice, whatever it was, that he hadn't done his job properly. And in explaining to him where he'd gone wrong, they said to him, you're 100% right. You yourself, your ability to do what was required here, you couldn't have done more than what you did. But there was one thing you forgot to do. You forgot to pick up the phone. You were told instructions when you began your shift that if it comes too much to you, you need to pick up the phone. If you would only have picked up the phone, the help was there at the other end. Explains from Shimshon Pinkus, the same things with all of us. We all go through our lives, and to a certain extent we have a koichin weitz miyodi hanhoga where we think that we're in control of this, this we can manage, this might be slightly beyond, but all we need to do is pick up the phone. We have the yecholus tadam tzakut shmorku 3 times a day, and any time in between if required. If only we would remember that, and not wait taka faket till things are mummy so desperate that we're snowed under the problems and trials and tribulations that we don't remember to taka daven. Yaakov Avinu, when he saw Yosef, the pasuk tells us, "Vayechi perim emches pasuk yudalev vayem yisoy le Yosef, veipanecha loy palalti vinei hera isi elikim gam ezarecha." A famous vort. The way of the Akadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and we find this all the way back to Bria Soilam, the way Akadosh Baruch Hu created the world was such that if a person wants to access the Shefa and Brocha that Akadosh Baruch Hu has there available for us, then we have to daven. We have to daven. And we find, already in Bereishis Beis Hei, the Apostle tells us, "Lehimtzeh Hashem l'oretz, Adam ein lavi disadomo." The rain hadn't fallen on the earth, and the Adam Rishon hadn't started working on the ground. And Rashi explains an amazing thing. Says Rashi, you know why nothing had started to grow? Because the rain hadn't fallen. Everything was there below the surface. Everything was ready. And the reason why nothing began is because the rain hadn't fallen. And you know why the rain hadn't fallen? Because Adam HaRishon hadn't come out to the Sodah yet. And once Adam HaRishon came out to the Sodah, and he started doing the Avodah, and he realized, I can't do anything without rain. And he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the access required, and all of a sudden then the Geshem came down and everything started to grow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the whole Bria. Everything is there ready. But if Adam HaRishon isn't going to daven, then there's nothing to talk about. Everything will stay where it is. There'll be no trees, there'll be no grass, there'll be nothing. Everything will stay as it is. The Bria Se'olam is made in such a way that there might be the option of channeling brachas, refuas, yeshuas for each and every one of us on a personal level, on a communal level, for Klal Yisrael as a whole. But we need to access it through tefillah. Yaakov Avinu was saying a tamir. He was turning around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was saying, you know, I didn't realize Yosef HaTzadik was alive. And because I didn't realize Yosef HaTzadik was alive, I never stopped to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reunite me with my son. If I would have known he was alive and he was out then, he was lost, lo elenu, then that terrible Yisur I would have had to go through at Taka, which Chazal explained, Yaakov Taka never had a proper Nechaman because of this, but consciously, if I would have known that Yosef was alive, I would have done to be reunited with him. Then Taka, Efsha, I would have had the Zchusim to be reunited with him. But I didn't know, so I didn't done. So, but Etzem, I wasn't entitled to be reunited with him. That was the wonder. That was what he was expressing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only did you answer my tefillahs, you answered something I didn't even dream of davening for. That's at a whole different madriga. Ryalka Galinsky explained on a personal level. He spoke at a bar mitzvah of an einikol of his in Bnei Brak. And he said, you should know, 65 years ago, I was a bocher. I was a bocher in yeshiva. And I went through yeshiva. And then we were sent away to Siberia. He said, when we arrived in Siberia, the person in charge of the camp commander, was standing there by the gate. And he pointed at the gate. And he said, do you see this gate? This is a one-way gate. No one comes out of this gate. And he was sentenced to 25 years, together with all his haverim. And they came in, and possibly can't even understand or imagine what it must have been like working under those incredibly difficult and trying conditions. The freezing, freezing Siberian winter, with the lack of food, with the hard work. Posh, take a normal bocha out of yeshiva and put him into such conditions and see how long, Rachman Litzan, it takes till he crumbles. Ryanko Galinsky said, if you would have asked me at that stage, what am I davening for? What are my tefillahs? What are my bakoshas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I'll tell you very honestly, my tefillahs and bakoshas at that stage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me a piece of bread. And if I'm not zoicha to have another piece of bread at this stage in my life where I absolutely need it, then at least he should grant me a Yiddish kvura. That was my tefillah. That was the extent. That was the scope of my she'ifas. He said, if you would have told me then, in 65 years' time, you're going to be in Bnei Brak at a bar mitzvah of an einikol, surrounded by such a huge family, about to go into a chasn of another einikol, with all einiklich and everything else going on, the mind wouldn't have been able to fathom such a thing. And at that bar mitzvah, he made the same hakara tzakach borchu. I didn't even done such a thing. I didn't even dream of such a thing. So many times people find themselves in situations where things are bleak. Mefarshim say that on Seder night, one of the kavanas which we're meant to have in Moror is, why do you have more? We eat something which is bitter. It's why? To remember the hard times in Mitzrayim. Why? Why are we doing that, Bichlal? Mefarshim explain that it's only through recognizing and acknowledging how difficult the Tzoros were in Mitzrayim that we're able to have the required level of Hakaras HaTov now that we're no longer there. Recognizing that Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim is a basic tenet of Yiddishkeit. But you can't feel it properly if you don't realize what that means. And just like each and every one of us has a chiyuv to recognize and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out from Mitzrayim, each and every one of us has a chiyuv on a personal level to recognize all the different chasadim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. When a person is in the middle of a tzara, the world seems impossible. You can't face tomorrow, you can't open the curtains, you can't understand how are we going to get through tomorrow. How are we even going to wake up in the morning? What's the next day got ahead for us? And yet, the moment after we have that Yeshua, we're so quick to forget. Ad kedei kach, that in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave them a mitzvah morah. Why do they need a mitzvah morah in Mitzrayim? The point is to remember the tzoros. In Mitzrayim, they still had the scars on their back. No, even in Mitzrayim, once the Yeshua began, we are so quick to forget how bad things were the day before, and to all of a sudden think we're not mechuyev anymore to be makir tov. Hakaras HaTov is a chiyuv on every single one of us. And possibly one of the most fitting days in the entire Yiddish calendar of Hakaras HaTov is tonight and tomorrow. Shvi Shel Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach is a day when Klal Yisrael sang Shira Bayam. What is Shira? What's the definition of Shira? Shira is bursting forth in song. Shira is when a person feels so much gratitude that they can't even verbally express it without literally bursting forth b'simcha, singing out the hakara that they feel at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a completely different madriga from the regular hakara satov which you might express during the year in a regular tefillah. those people who have time and moedim to actually think about the fact, once they've got through the ikka things, right? Atachonin adon das, Nufu'enu, Baruch Aleinu, all the important bakoshas which we have, at the end of davening there's a few brachas which one has to get through quickly, right? But if we would stop and actually spend a little bit of time in moedim and other brachas, thanking Kodesh Baruch on a regular basis for all the chasodim which he does. Somebody once asked the Chofetz Chaim, someone watched the Chofetz Chaim daven Shemini Esrei and saw he took such a long time on his Shemini Esrei. And he said, can the Chofetz Chaim explain the kavonos which the Chofetz Chaim must have in his Shemini Esrei? I want to learn from the Rav. The Chofetz Chaim said, I don't know, why, I don't have a kavonos. Why don't we just think about the meaning of the words? He said, it can't be, you take so long in your Shemini Esrei, what kavonos are you doing? He said, no, I should think about the taich of each and every word I say. The problem is, when I get to Moedim, and I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's so many machshavas. I have to think about what I have to thank Him for. It takes a long time. It takes a long time. If we would stop and think on a daily level, how gewaldig that would be. But maybe we're not up to that madriga, but at least, now, this yontzer, Shri Shal Pesach, is the yontzer of Shira. And the answer of Shira is a time when we're meant to sit around our homes, and what better time, having been through a beautiful yontov, each person with their own mishpacha, each person taking a chance to realize the gilui naim, the akaras atev that one has to feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spending time over the next couple of days expressing and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a personal level for all that we have now that maybe we wouldn't have even dreamed of a number of years ago if we would have opened our eyes. And for those people who maybe think they haven't reached that level, maybe they haven't yet got so much to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, then maybe that's because we're not accessing the Shefa and Bracha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us, if only we would daven. If only we would access it ourselves through the Koyach of Tefillah. We say, Gemara says, "Msochem daf kuf yuches, a kosher panasosa shel adam kikriyas yamsu." A person's panasa is difficult as well, like kriyas yamsu. And again, the Mefarshim explain that just like by kriyas yamsu, Klal Yisrael arrived at the Yam and had no idea where the Yeshua was going to come from. They couldn't understand what options are available now. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a nest, the likes of which the world had never seen. So too when it comes to a person's own panosa. Sometimes when it comes to a person's panosa, a person puts in his shkadlus in a certain area, and he's convinced that if he continues working properly with the right ideas and the right concepts, this is going to pay off. And then, faket, all the efforts seem to amount to nothing, and then out of nowhere, another option comes along, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him his panosa through another means. And Gamliel Rabinovitz said over a meister, there was once a head of a meister in Yerushalayim who used to pass an elderly Yerushalmi Yid, and he saw that whenever it came to Birch Samozn, I don't know when he saw him during benching, we saw whenever it came to Birch Samozn, his Yid benched with phenomenal kavana, mamish, each and every word, and to the stage was unusual to such a level. So eventually, this Manal went over to the elderly Yid, and he said to him, you know, can you explain to me, obviously I see Birch Samozn has a soft, you have a special Natsia to Birch Samozn, where does it come from? He said, I'll tell you, it's very simple. He said, I was a young boy, a schoolboy, in Poland, and one day, the head of our school came in, and he told us, Rabbi Isai, very exciting times. Rameh Shapiro is going to come and speak. He's coming to town and he's going to come and speak to all of you. So we were all getting excited and we put up signs and banners and we got dressed in our Shabbos clothes. And finally the day came and we're sitting there and he said, I was one of the elder boys in the school. So I actually sat in one of the front rows of the auditorium where Rameh Shapiro came to speak. And he said he came and he spoke to every one of us. And he asked us a question. And you can imagine the room was silent. And he's standing there, the Gadol HaDor. And he asked us a question. He said, which letter in the Aleph base does not appear in Birch Samozn? He said, oh, boys, I'm too many crying. And he turns around and he says, the end of fate. The end of fate doesn't appear in Birch Samozin. He said, do you know why? He said, because the words af, anger, shesef, ketsef, the words of rage and almost a fire type of rage that exists have end with the letter fe. And there's avtocha, and it's brought down in the Behetiv, in Orachaim Kupehei, Halacha Aleph. There's avtocha, that if a person davens Birch Samozin with kavona, then not only will he be saved from Af, Shetzef, and Ketzef, but he'll be gebenched with the Panosa Tova his whole life. He says, and at that point, Meir Shapiro screamed in the room. He said, Kinderlich, you have a Havtocha from the Behetiv, that if you bench Birch Samozin with Kavona, you will be protected. And not only will you be protected, you'll be gebenched with Panosa Tova. What more can a person want? He said, this LT said, I was a boy sitting at the front row. He made such a hashpa on me that there and then I undertook a Kabbalah Blineta to do my best to bench Birch Samozin every single word with Kavona. So a number of years later, I was in Yeshiva. The war broke out and I was transported to Auschwitz. He said, I was in Auschwitz, and with all that goes with it, and finally we came off the train, and I was in a long line of people, we were going forward, and in Yimach Shemam, he was sitting and pointing left, and pointing right, and pointing left, and pointing right. And I didn't know what was going on, the hobba holla, the dogs barking. And I turned, at that moment, I remembered Rav Meir. He said, and I turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were told, there's Avtocha from the Behetiv, that if you bench with Kavona, you will be protected from Shetzef and Ketzef and Af. He said, it doesn't get more than that. Look what's going on around me. I'm calling it in. I want to be protected. He said, I almost finished that tefillah, and it was my turn. I was standing there, and he pointed to the right. So there, I was saved. But that wasn't it. Because a few minutes later, all the people who were saved were told to line up, and it's come forward, and they were asked what their profession was. What's your profession? What can you do? Are you worth anything to us? Are you worth feeding? And I had no idea what to say. I was a bach, I had no profession at all. Learning Gemara was my profession. And that wasn't the answer they wanted to hear. He said, I was coming forward, and I remember the second part of Avtocha. The second part of Avtocha, that the Be'etiv says, if a person benches with Kavana, they are guaranteed Panosa Toyu their whole life. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm calling that in. I need to be able to eat. Look what's going on around here. I need to be able to eat. And just then, the man behind me turned to me and said, say you're a master chef. He said, I don't know the first thing about cooking. He said, don't worry, I know about cooking. Say you're a master chef and I'll train you in. So he said, fine. Guess who are you? An excellent chef. I said, fine. To the kitchen. He went to the kitchen, and his entire time he was in Auschwitz, he was the cook in Auschwitz. And because he was in the kitchen, he was guaranteed food available the whole time he was there. So he turned to this manal, and he said, do you understand why now, all these years later, I still bench Birch Samozin with Kavon? It's a no-brainer. He said, you know, people look for skulas and gewaldige Sachen and brochas who run around the world. If the Behetiv was here today, there'd be a long, long, long line of people going to him to get a bracha. Right? Especially if he's offering brachas for panosa. And here you have, written down, enshrined for all of us, a simple remedy. We all bench, some people daily, we all bench kaseda, poshet, a few minutes, kavona, think about the words, think about the meaning. Think about gewaldige brachas we're being offered to. That's for panosa to him. Just finish off with a vote from Shimshon Folhirsch. It has all arichus on Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem, when he explains the reason why we place such a emphasis on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore by default Yom Tovim, being affected and being fixed according to the Levana. And if you think about it, it's such a non-exact science. Right? If you think the effort we put into Yom Tov, if you think the severity we put into Chometz, and yet, Bizman Abayis, when we had the Shluchim, when we had the Rosh Chodesh fixed according to the Sanhedrin, whether or not you could eat Chometz on one day or the next, whether or not Pesach began on a Sunday or began on a Monday, was fixed according to when the Shluchim saw and when Bezn Kiveya and said Mekudesh Mekudesh. And he said, what's pshat in that? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu fix the Yom Tov in such a way? Why didn't he do it more exact? This date is the date, and end of story. And it's not chas v'sholom because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was worried that we wouldn't know how to tell exactly when the Molad was. That can't be pshat. So he explains Rosh Mishun Mephor. He says that Yom Tov is a Moed. Moed is means a coming together. A coming together in Asifa. Yom Tov is a time when we come together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we come together to sit with Him and spend time with Him and be yonik from all that He has to offer us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to be that we feel a gun to our head, that we're forced, today you keep Pesach, today you're not allowed to eat Chometz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the yecholus to fix when it is we're meeting. It's almost like a shidduch. But the Shadman calls up both sides and says, when's it convenient for you? When's it inconvenient for you? Okay, both of you agree we're going to meet at this time. He says, the reason why Shabbos is not like that. Shabbos is fixed every single week on the seventh day. Come rain, snow, or shine, it's got nothing to do with us at all. If Klal Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, don't keep Shabbos, it's still Shabbos. But Yom Tov is fixed according to whenever the date falls. And the date is fixed according to when we fix Rosh Chodesh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka did it in such a way to show the extra bond that we have, that we are being given opportunity, the Ahav that He has for us, that we're being given opportunity to have a yad in when Yom Tov is. And that's when Yom Tov falls. And he actually goes one step further and says a very interesting thought. Here in Golos, we have 2 days Yom Tov, and different people have different minhagim, when you keep 2 days, when you keep 1 day, etc., etc. And some people look at 2 days from Amaratzah's point of view and say, we have 2 days Bechalal, it's a Takonas Chazal, we keep it, but there's no need for any more nowadays. We know exactly when the Chodesh is, we know exactly when the Yom Tov are fixed, but that's the Minig HaVisein B'Yodin. Shem Shnafar says, you're missing the Kudah here. When Chazal had to fix the Yom Tov, we lost a certain Chibah, a certain Ava, a certain connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was meant to be there. We are meant to fix the Yom Tov. It's meant to be in our hands to decide when Yom Tov is, to show the extra connection and love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, that He gives us the Yecholus and the Koyach to fix when Yom Tov is. And now that the calendar is all fixed, we don't have that anymore. He said, but those who have a second day Yom Tov have a constant reminder, a constant zeicher to that Ava, that Yom Tov is Be'etz Masofik dependent on when Chazal fixed the Levona, depending on when Chazal fixed Yom Tov. May we take the 2 days ahead of us here and spend a little bit of time thinking and focusing on all that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, and maybe all that we have to thank Him for that we didn't even daven for in the first place, because we didn't even dream that this would be what would be zeicher to have. And may we also spend this time davening and singing Shira, thanking Him, properly thanking Him, but at the same time, davening for the months ahead, for all the Yeshuas, Refuas, whether we need it, whether other people around us need it. And if we don't daven, then we're not zeicher to get it on the same level, to the same Madriga. And at the same time, in turn, strengthen our Emunah, whether in Parnasa, whether in Yeshuas, in any other area that we might need. It's so much I've already been
Haboche Yoel Becker, Zweke de Yoem.
Balamor, at the end of Sochem, Yesri Shailes.
His first shaila is, why regarding Sfir Sa'ima do we not have the bracha of Shechion? His second question is why on the second night Pesach, which is the first night Sfir Sa'ima, do we not have, though we should not have the bracha of on the Sfir Sa'ima? Why not? So he says, just like on Sukkos, when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, we sit in the Sukkah, but we don't actually make a bracha Leishiva Sukkah. Why not? He says over there, it's because it's a zilz of Shemini Atzeres to make a bracha on the Sukkah. Why? Because you're sitting on Shemini Atzeres, which is Yom Tov then, and to make a bracha, to say it's actually Sukkah, would be a zilz of Shemini Atzeres. So too, by Sfiris Aimer, we're sitting on the day of Sfiris Aimer, Mimachas HaShabbos, which is the day after the 15th. So when you say Sfiris Aimer, the first day is the 16th. And when you actually say the brach, or the kiddush you're going to make on the second day Pesach, is saying that, well, it's really the 15th. So for you to make a bracha on Sfiris Aimer, it's saying, really, today is the 16th, so it should be the zilz of the second day Pesach. The Baal HaMoreh, third question, is why throughout the Sefirah do we not have two counts every day? Because of Sveikid Yemen. So the Baal HaMoreh addresses each one of his questions. The first answer, so his question was, why is there no Shechianu? So the Baal HaMoreh answers that the Broch Shechianu is only put in place where there's some sort of Hano or Simcha included in the mitzvah, whatever it is. It says, for example, by Pidinya Ben, there is the simcha that the child is now not nefel anymore. He's now out of the sveika of being a nefel. So, by Sfir Sa'ima, he said there is no simcha bichlal. Why? Because the only thing we're reminded of is that we haven't got beis hamikdash anymore. So we're reminded of the churban. So we're just reminded of the agmas nefesh that we don't have any beis hamikdash anymore. So there's no chanoah included in the mitzvah of Sfir Sa'ima. His second question was, why on the first day of the Sfiris Aimer we should make it without a bracha, because it's steered to the second day Pesach. So the Baal HaMoreh answers, he says, Azoi. He said, there's a chiluk between the Sukkos on Shemini Atzeres when we don't make the bracha, and to Pesach when we're not making a bracha, when we do make a bracha on the Sfiris Aimer. He said, by Sukkos, Shemini Atzeres is Yom Tov Deraisa. And a Yom Tov Deraisa, it does not become a zilzal for us to make a bracha. Why not? Because Sukkos, or sitting in the Sukkos in your Darabon, it's a Sveikid Yema. So for us to make a bracha on Sukkot, that would be a zilzal because we're going against the Yom Tov Deraisa, which is that day. But on Pesach, even though Sfiris Aimer is not the Deraisa itself, the Sfiris Aimer is coming Mekayach Deraisa. Why? Because Sfiris Aimer is said Mimachas HaShabbos, which is Shabbos being the first day Pesach. So you come the day after the first day Pesach, so you come at Mikayach Adereisa, which is the 16th, and the actual second day Pesach, which is Ke'ilu, the 15th, is just Rabbanon. So to make a bracha on Sfir Sa'ayman, which is coming Mikayach Adereisa, which is going against a Yontif Rabbanon, that's not called a Zilzal. The bottommost third question of why do we not have two counts every day of the Sfira, I'll speak of Yema. So he says like this. He says, if we're actually gonna do this and have two counts every day, then what's gonna happen when we come to Shavuos? We come to Shavuos, and on Shavuos itself we'll be counting Hayom Tisha V'Arba'im Yom. So we're saying, we're standing on Shavuos and saying today's really the 49th day of the Yema. He said that's gonna be a zilzal for Shavuos. That's the Baal HaMoreh's three questions and three answers. On this, the Birkei Yosef has a question. He says the Baal HaMoreh's last answer was that it's going to be a zilzal for Shavuos. So he said, I don't understand. He said, you're going to say it's a zilzal for Shavuos because Shavuos, you've got a Yom Tov Deraisa. Because I've got a much earlier Yom Tov for it to be a Yom Tov Deraisa for it to be a zilzal. Shavuos Shal Pesach, tonight. He said, on Shavuos Shal Pesach, you'll be standing there, you'll be saying, Hayayim, Chamisha, Chayimim Tisha Yom, Hanechayim Chamisha Yom. He said, why is that not a zilzal for Shavuos Shal Pesach? So the Berakhi Yosef answers, he says like this. He says, On Shavuos Shal Pesach, he says it's not a zilzal. Because why? Because Shavuos Shal Pesach, there's a suffix, there's a sveikah d'yom. You're actually giving two options here. You're saying Hayayim Shisha, Hayayim Chamisha. Whereas when you stand on Shavuos, you're not giving any Sofik. There's no Sveika here at all. You're saying Hayemim Tishavu Ramyim. To say there's no Sofik, today is the 49th day of the Omer. When you're standing on the Yom Tov Teraisa, that's a Zuzel. Dvar Avram, in Chedek Aleph, Siman Lava Dalet, he was asked a question. He says, the question was, he said, somebody on Derech HaChayka, he's on a journey, and he's forgotten, or he's lost count of what day the Omer is. He knows it's either, for example, the 15th or the 16th day. But he doesn't know which one it is exactly. So Shaila is Azay. He says, can he make a bracha Sfiras Omer and then count both days and be Yetzer? So the Dvar Avram says like this. He says, no, you cannot make a bracha and count. Why not? He says, because what's Sfiras Omer? What is Sfiras Omer? Sfiras Omer is a sphere. What's a sphere? It's a count. An understanding with certainty of what we're doing. If you don't have this certain understanding of what we're doing, the count you're doing, that's not called a count. You can't say, I'm counting this, I'm counting this, otherwise that's not counting. Whereas if you're saying, Hayyamim Chamesh Hayyam Le'Omer, you're actually saying, today is this date, and that's considered a count. So when this fellow has a Sofik, and he gives both options, he says, maybe it's this, maybe it's this, that's not called a counting, because you're giving both options. The Dvar Avram says, using this Svara, we can understand the Magen Avraham. And see if Tov Pei Tes. The Magen Avraham says like this: "Uparshut the mutal lisper b'chol lashon." It's obvious you can say the sphere in any language. V'dafke b'loshon shemeivin, but has to dafke be in a loshon that you understand. From ena meivin loshon hakodesh, and if the person doesn't understand loshon hakodesh, the sofer b'loshon hakodesh lo yotza. To hold lo yod b'makoma, he doesn't know what he's saying. V'ein zeh sphere, and this is not considered a sphere. Kein nirli. So that's the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham is not like the Eivitz. Why? Because the Yavid says that Sfiras HaOmer is like Halal Kiddush Berachas HaMitzvos. As Tosfos said in Seif Lamed Beis, that these mitzvahs, these Halal Kiddush Berachas HaMitzvos, can be said in any language, even in a language which you don't understand. Which means you can say it in Spanish, even if you don't understand Spanish. And the Yavid is more understandable. So Zok, the Dvar Avraham, he says no. He says the Magen Avraham, using my Svara, is very understandable. Why? What does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham says, you can say Sfiras HaOmer in any language, up to now you understand what you're saying. So, how do we understand the Magen Avraham now? So what did the Dvar Avraham say? The Dvar Avraham said that what's the definition of a sphere? The definition of a sphere is a certain understanding of what you're doing. A definite understanding of the count, of the numeracy of what we're doing. If you don't have this understanding, then that's not called a count. So what did the Magen Avraham say? You can count in any language. Why? But al tanai, you understand the language you're saying. Because otherwise, that wouldn't be considered a count. Dvar Avraham says Vaitza. He says, using my Svara, we can go back to the Balaam Moir's third question, which was, why do we not say two counts every day al Sveikad Yema? He says, in using my Svara, you can answer up with my Svara. He says like this. He says, as Diane Persson told us before, he says, nowadays we are Bekiyim in the calendar. There's no Sveikad Yom nowadays. We know exactly which day is Yom Tov Deraisa. And then the next day, or second day Pesach, for example, this is Minhag HaVisinu BeYodeinu. So he said that way. He says, back then, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everything was done as Shlichus. What would be going on? He said, they'd be waiting to know which day to make Pesach. So they'd make both days Pesach. So nowadays, well, we know which day is Pesach. So why are we doing the second day? It's a Minhag. So the Dvar Avraham says like this. He says, back in the day of the Beis HaMikdash, if they had a Sofik which day Sfira was, because they're still waiting for the Shliach, they're waiting to know which day is Sfira, he said they wouldn't have counted Sfira B'chlal. Why? Because what's Sfira? Sfira is an understanding, a definite understanding of the numeracy of the count that you're doing. If you don't have that understanding, then you can't count. So what's he say? So coming nowadays, the question was, why don't we have two counts? Our Sveikad Yema. So what's Sveikad Yema nowadays? It's a minhag. Yeah, but we don't have that minhag because they didn't do the count that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Feed of Dvar Avraham, it comes out that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there would be times they wouldn't actually count the sphere with the bracha, which is a massive chiddush, and not everybody holds like that. In Kaf HaChaim, he says, he's down the Shaila, he says, somebody who's sitting on the eighth night sphere, and he's learning through the Shulchan Aruch. And he's reading like this. He says, when it comes to the 8th night Svira, we've now got to add in weeks as well as days. So he says, so it would be like this. And the 8th night of Pesach would be Hayoim then he's just grabbed what's he just done. He's just said that count which was supposed to be said at the time. So the Kaf HaChaim has a shayla. He said, has he been yaitzeh his sphere or not? So, let's see. If we're going to feed the man the Omar, the mitzvah Tzriches Kavon, then Zechanesh. Zechanesh has not been yaitzeh his sphere, and he has to go back again and say again with the bracha. So the Kaf HaChaim's shayla is to feed the man the Omrim who say, mitzvah Eina Tzriches Kavon. So what's his shayla? He says like this. He says, if I'm going to sit in Kiddush on Shabbos day, whatever it is, I'm listening to Kiddush, and I have Kavona at the time not to be Yotze Kiddush. Have I been Yotze Kiddush? No, I have not been Yotze Kiddush. So Shaila is like this. Is the Kavona of Limud Torah a Kavona Nigdis, an anti-Kavona Kilo, not to be Yotze the Mitzvah Sviris Aim? Or not? So he brings a Mishnah which says, somebody who's reading through the Parsha Krishma, he's learning the Parsha Krishma at the time when is the Zman Krishma. So the Mishnah has a shayla, has he been yotze Krishna or not? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, if he has kavana b'liboy, then yotze. V'im lav, in yotze. On this, the Gemara makes a deal that from here we see mitzvah shriches kavana. Oh, so what does the Kaf HaChaim say? The Kaf HaChaim says like this. He goes, now I'm going to make a deal. From here we can see that lefi the man da'amr musay mitzvah ein shriches kavana. We can see that a machshava for limud Torah is not enough of a kavona to be a kavona nigdus, to be an anti kavona. And so what? So to feed the Kaf HaChaim, you'd have to go back, or you can't go back and make the sphere again with a bracha. You've lost out on that night. For Aaron H. Steinman Shlita, he says to compare Krishma to sphere, he says, in the daima. Why? So he says like this. He says, Krishma, it's an amir of alma. So just to how do you yotze Krishma? You say the words. You don't have to have kavana to anything. Yeah, you'll be yotze just by saying the words. Whereas by sphira, if you don't have any kavana at all, you're just saying words you don't understand. Then you're not yotze. You've got to have at least a kavana to understand the sphira that you're doing, the count that you're doing. And if you don't have that, you won't even be yotze be'evet. This is the side of the Rav Ron. There is a deal in the Poskim whether you can be Yetz Sefira Sa'ima with Shemea Kaina. Whether you can just listen to the Sefira and be Yetz. So the Magen Avraham says like this. Vim Yetz Shemea HaBrocha Me'a Shliach Tzibu. You can just listen to the Brocha of the Shliach Tzibu. The Seifel Asma, but then you yourself have to say the Sefira yourself. Kol HaBrochas Afal Pi Shubaki Yetz M'Shliach Tzibu Chus Mi'Bircha Zamazim V'Krishma Tefillah. He's quoting the Rashba on Shuddas. How severe late al kalponim, so she is buried by Atzma. The command she calls the Gemara the Sefartem, she says severe lechol echo v'echo, it says in the Torah Sefartem, make a deal that you should, that every single person has to say the sphere. She says severe lechol echo v'echo. Kederech, she omu gabi luluv, it's also a similar idea found by luluv, or lekachren, she had helekicha lechol echo v'echo. The Magen Avraham quotes Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef kasa b'shem Rashba. He also quotes b'shem Rashba. Sheyetsa b'shliach. Sheyetsa b'sefiras hashliach tzibur. He would be yetsa his sefiras aime by listening to the shliach tzibur say it, and that would be enough. Ein shom. V'sorachin. So the Balamar says v'efsha kiven the kaim elon the shemaya havaka aine havalei ke ilu sofar hu ba'atzma. He says that what? Efsha it's like this. It says since there's the din of shemaya aine. He's listened to the Shliach Tzibur say the Sefira, and that's Ke'ilu as if he said himself. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav says like this. He brings a Das, a Chok Yaakov, who says that you cannot be Yaitse, your Sefira Sa'ime, with Shemea Ke'ina. He brings a Pri Chadosh, who holds that you can be Yaitse B'dievid. And the Pri Chadosh brings the Sifri, who says that what's the whole reason why the Torah says a Sefartem? He's going to feed the man that almost says that what? He's going back. He said that the Pre-Chodesh says that you can be Yetzer Be'evitz. The Sifri is saying, what's the reason we can be Yetzer? He says, it says in the Torah Sefarta. Sefarta Chol Echad Ve'Echad. So we said before that Chol Echad Ve'Echad means every single person has to say the Sefira. She's saying, no. It's like, what's the whole reason why the Torah says came along and said Sefarta Chol Echad Ve'Echad? He explains like this. He said, it's not to come and say that every single person has to say it. And you cannot be Yetzer with the din of Shemaya Ka'ina. But rather, it's like this. He said, the Sefartim is coming, connected another din in the Torah. There's a din regarding Yovel. That's the best thing we've got to count the 50 years up till Yovel. So the Torah comes along and says, Sefartim, Shelekicha l'chol echav echad. So hey, Sefira l'chol echav echad. That every single, that it's Klal Yisrael who has to count. Not that you can't be Yetzer Shemaya Ka'ina though. It's just, it's a din on Klal Yisrael rather than on Bezdin. B'chaim Peruch Hashayimbuk in Mishmaros Chaim has a shayla. He says, we've got to understand why Lemaisa, Lefi, the Svaros, the Shittas who say that you cannot be Yetzer, Sefira Sa'ayma, with Shemaya Ka'ina. He says, why not? Why is Sefira Sa'ayma different to other mitzvahs regarding Shemaya Ka'ina? So he brings a well-known Beis Halevi on the Indian of Berachos Kainim. He says like this. He says, by Berachos Kainim, Shemaya Ka'ina also doesn't help. Why not? He says, because if the only din of Berachos Kainim was just the words itself, just all I had to do was say words, and then that would be Yetzer, so then another Kain can listen to the first Kain say it. And it's Ke'ilu as if his Diburim had been transferred over to the Klal. So that would be okay. However, there's more than that in Berachos Kainim. There's a din that Berachos Kainim has to be said because wrong. So the Beis Halevi says Azay. He says the Burim Ba'alma, the actual Diburim itself, that's okay to be transferred over. But the Oifin Adibur, the way the Diburim have to be transferred over, using Shemaya Ka'ina, that's not good enough. It has to, so the comes out that Berachos Kainim does not work with Shemaya Ka'ina, because the Oif and Adibur cannot be transferred over using Shemaya Ka'ina. So Zobkheim Pin Scheinberg. So now, as we see, the Dvavram says, we understand, now we can understand why Sefira Sa'ayma, Shemaya Ka'ina doesn't work. Because the Dvavram says that what's a Sefira? A Sefira is not an Amir Ba'alma, more, but it's a Sefira, it's a count, it's an understanding of what we're doing. Now if you don't have this understanding, then just counting, just saying words isn't enough. So, just like by Berachos Kainim, where if it's just a Diburim which you need to transfer over, then it'll be good enough. But it's not, there's also a din of Kairon. So by Sefira, it's also not a din of just transferring the Diburim over, it's also a din of transferring over this idea of account. And that the idea of the understanding of the Sefira, which has to go with it, otherwise you're not Yetzer, cannot be transferred over using the din of Shemaya Ka'ina. Good night.
Together.